7 people are reported dead following the outbreak of meningitis in the Tayan district of Bonohafo. The outbreak occurred last month due to the change in weather. The Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bidusa Akodie, told Radio Ghana that health officials have since intensified public education on the disease. He told Radio Ghana's Ritampa Bintete that the situation is under control.
Yes, indeed. Early part of this year, I think, to the 1st to the 1st January, the district through the region gave us a notification of that outbreak.
And what has the ministry done about it?
The actions and activities started from the district. Immediately it happened, the district and region started investigating what is happening. They realized that people are coming with symptoms that could be meningitis, fever, headache, neck pain, and then general weakness. And a few of them, some of them died. Initially, they reported 12 cases, including 6 deaths. Within this short period, it was very alarming. So we started the investigation, notified us, and we are providing the requisite logistic support and the technical support for the response to that outbreak.
Can you tell us what actually caused this outbreak? Because we understand some people have passed on as a result of the outbreak.
Yes, indeed. We are now in the meningitis season, which starts in October and ends in the ensuing year, March or April. There is meningitis being the inflammation of the covering of the brain, and then that is the meninges, the brain and spinal cord. It can be caused by bacteria, viruses, parasites, and then even some chemicals can cause that. While we are very much alarmed of and always watching and protecting against meningitis due to bacteria, particularly the Neisseria meningitis, that is what you call ESM, cerebrospinal meningitis, or epidemic meningococcal disease. That has potential for massive outbreak, which can involve all the regions within countries, as it happened in 84, 85, 96, 97. Around this season, we are watching closely in the regions that lie in the meningitis belt, being the three northern regions. Incidentally, this one happened to be caused by strep pneumonia, what we also call meningococcus. This is another type of germ or bacteria that causes it. And the cases and contact can adequately be treated by antibiotics, and then the contact can also be prevented giving prophylactic management by antibiotics. The risk factors that bring is being overcrowding, which is a big risk factor for the condition. So we are telling and talking to the people to prevent overcrowding.
But Doug, was education done before the outbreak, or was it after the outbreak that you saw the need to intensify education?
When you say something is being intensified, it means it's ongoing and you increase it. But indeed, the focus was mainly in the three northern regions. That is where we have the Neisseria outbreak, which is the CSM, where you are likely to have that. But then this happened to be in Bonohafo region. Not that they can't cause it, but then they could possibly have it. But then we didn't anticipate that while the northern regions haven't crossed the alert threshold, even they didn't anticipate it what happened to Bonohafo first. So it can happen anywhere. So we knew possibly to happen around this time, all the regions, the district, and then the even at national level, we are monitoring the thresholds. We have specific thresholds, and every week you put the data that they submit to us into template and monitor the situation. But then this time, unfortunately, it happened to be an area that we didn't expect it maximally.
For now, everything is under control. You are on top of whatever you are doing in the district.
For the past 1 week, just about 2 cases or so, the caseload has come down. The death rate is almost zero now, and the situation is much better and stable.
How many people have died?
When they reported, it was 12 cases, including 6 deaths. And as at, that's the fatality of about 50%. That was very alarming indeed. And as at the day before yesterday, we had 31 cases for 7 deaths. That means that within 1 week that they reported to us, additionally one died. I think the caseload is about 32 people, and the death toll remains 7.
Dr. Bidusa Akodie also confirmed the deaths of 3 people as a result of yellow fever in the West Gonja district of the Northern Region. He cautioned the public to be mindful of their health status and should also heed to warnings of health experts.
Just before the Christmas, we had this notification. Immediately, he gave alert to all the regions and districts. Immediately, he started processes to make sure that we support the affected district and region to contain the situation. At that time, when people were spending Christmas, some of us were in Damango actively working as response to this outbreak that you are mentioning. So the region, the district, the national level, the ministry, the Ghana Service have adequately gone to the bottom of this. We have prepared and the various mechanisms, again, education to the people, the risk factors, what they should look for, signs and symptoms, even alert to all the facilities to use the case definition to pick cases early and respond appropriately. This one, yellow fever, is also a vaccine preventable disease. So we are putting a mechanism to immediately move in there to go and vaccinate the people that have not received yellow fever vaccine. The risk factor at the area is the forest reserve with a lot of monkeys. We are working in close collaboration with the veterinary, game and wildlife, and we are also watching within the forest reserve, should the monkeys and those activities, people whose activity take them to the forest, what they should do to prevent it. We have made assessments and mapped out areas within the district with high tendency to have it. We ask the forest reserve, the monkeys have the virus, and then through the bite of Aedes mosquito, there's a type of mosquito who serves as a vector for the transmission. We have assessed the areas that are likely and potential high risk, and we have intensified activities there to minimize the impact on the people around it.